Have you ever considered selling the bear?
What?
Excuse me?
I want it.
Hey, I'm not an it, pal. I'm a he, all right?
I'm sorry, little guy, but my bear isn't for sale. See, I've had him since I was about your age. He's very, very special to me.
Stand up straight when you're talking to me.
Why the fuck would he say that?
I'm sorry, you know, you really shouldn't swear in front of children.
All Ted Everything. Hosted, produced, written, and directed by Ultra Heel Verge. Co-starring Optimus Prime.
Kenny Bear is my favorite bear.
Boom! What's going on, guys? My name's Ultra Heel Verge, and this is ironically All Ted Everything. It's a Swag City Central podcast, which is now on iTunes. You can just look us up on the iTunes search bar, and we're the first result. Crazy, huh? You can just subscribe to us on iTunes. You can get the latest and greatest All Ted Everything episodes. You can also get all of our episodes on alltedeverything.podomatic.com. Hey, do you want a t-shirt that says my name on it? I do too. So just go to bucksandsix.spreadshirt.com. There's great designs, only better things to come in the future. Hey, and do you know the host? I mean co-host of All Ted Everything? Optimus Prime? Well, you're going to hear him in a second, but you should go subscribe to him, youtube.com/Optimus Prime. Anyway, guys, I'm going to take a little breather. I'll let Ted catch you on the flip side.
What is up, guys? Welcome to the ATE podcast, the All Ted Everything podcast, episode number 4, week number 5, I believe. It's something along those lines. Sorry that I was gone for a week because I had to, you know, get some personal things done and finish up some school for winter break. Speaking of winter, it is very cold outside here, and we are getting snow by the minute. It is coming down awfully outside, and it's only going to get worse. It's going to be one of those stay indoor kind of nights where you don't really want to do anything but just chill. Today's episode is actually brought to us by RadioChumps.com, and it is Pittsburgh's digital lifestyle magazine. RadioChumps.com is a positive website which showcases local independent businesses and interesting people in the Pittsburgh area. With a focus on style, culture, and art by featuring boutiques, designers, restaurants, artists, and innovators. This website is run by a man named Chancellor Humphrey, and he is a great guy. You can follow him on Twitter at Chancellor Lee, and go to RadioChubs.com, where they have editorials, style, culture, and art, pop. They have blogs, they have events, and they have, editorials that, you know, show different styles in the Pittsburgh area. So if you're from the Pittsburgh area or want to know more about the Pittsburgh area, go to RadioChumps.com. Today's episode is also brought to us by Dunkin' Donuts. You know, I might be a Dunkin' Donuts employee, but today's episode is brought to us by Dunkin' Donuts, where there's great tasting coffee, great donuts for a low price, because America runs on us. So, today's, you know, great episode featuring some great topics, and hopefully I get you guys to laugh a little bit. It's the holiday season, and, for that special someone, you could buy them a t-shirt at bucksandsix.spreadshirt.com, as Ultra Heel Verge told us. You know, the links will be somewhere below, depending on where you're watching this. We are on iTunes, as he told us, and we are on Podomatic at altedeverything.podomatic.com, and you can go to those sites and do what you want on iTunes. You know, rate, subscribe, follow, give us a nice comment on there, and that should help us out quite a bit, and it's much appreciated. It's a life podcast, a personal journal, an entryway into the minds, souls, hearts, and lives of those involved in professional wrestling. I am your host, Optimus Prime. I am a businessman, a Dunkin' Donut employee, a podcaster. But most of all, I am Kevin Steen's best friend, and I have a producer. His name is Ultra Heel Verge. He's the swag god, the king of swag, the leader of Swag City Central. He's not Kelly Olynyk's twin. He's producing an album called the Derrick Rose LP. He's a keyboard player, a t-shirt designer, a point guard on a basketball team who got dunked on. But most of all, he is my friend. But that's enough of the compliments, because I am the host, or the co-host, depending on who you're talking to. I am Optimus Prime. I am Jonah Hill in that independent movie. I am the best in the world, the closer, TJ Lavin's twin, Kevin Steen's best friend, Adam Cole's tag team partner, the Myrtle Beach playboy. I'm a part of the Mount Rushmore of professional wrestling. I pretty much do everything, and I am also known as Big and Toasted. But I'm the Myrtle Beach Playboy, and this is the Altered Everything podcast, and we're going to get things underway, so let's get at it. All right, so the first kind of topic we're going to get into right now is NBA. I know I did an NBA segment last week, but the NBA's, you know, been really fun to watch recently, and we're going to talk about the my favorite players in the NBA and who those players are. And kind of why that they are my favorite player. So the list is kind of obscure, and it's kind of different in the aspect of kind of things where so my top favorite player right now is it's a close race, but I'm gonna have to give it to Kyrie Irving or Chris Paul as my favorite player like currently. Chris Paul, you know, he's a great he's a great point guard, and he's a dual threat. He could score, he could play, he could pass the ball well. He also plays defense well, and Lob City, he pretty much just has to lob the ball up to DeAndre Jordan or Blake Griffin for the alley oop, and he's really fun to watch. He was a Hornet before, and then he was going to be a Laker, and then that got declined, and then he was a Clipper, so we know he's the LA guy now, and he's really fun to watch. Kyrie Irving as well, he's fun to watch. He's also a dual threat. He's the only thing that keeps Cleveland kind of relevant, which sucks to think about, because I do like the Cavaliers, but Kyrie Irving's a good point guard. He scores points, passes the ball well. He's young, he was only in the 1 year at Duke, and he thrives in the NBA. He's up there in point guards, and he's fun to watch. He's exciting to watch as well. Number two, you got to give it to the boy, the main man, Chandler Parsons, number 25 of the Houston Rockets. He's got the great shot. He can splash from anywhere behind the three-point line, and he's exciting to watch too. He played at Florida, and he does a lot of things well. He passes the ball, he can dunk, he can shoot the three-pointer from anywhere on the floor, and he was a second round pick too. He was a great steal, and he's improving every season. He looks like he could be on the Olympic team. He's just doing everything right now, and he's got a great cast behind him with Harden, Lynn, Beverly, DH12. He's doing everything right, and he's got a great cast with him. So number three, Steph Curry. Steph Curry, him and Klay Thompson, the Splash Bros. Steph Curry puts up great points a night, puts up some assists, not crazy good assist numbers, but he puts up assists. But his shot is just so pure, and he's such a good scorer. He almost plays like a shooting guard, kind of, where he scores so many points, and he's so exciting to watch. And right now, he's one of the better scoring guards in the league. I wouldn't say true point guard, but he's up there in scoring, in the category of a scoring guard, where he puts up a lot of points, and he's exciting to watch. He can hit a three-point from anywhere on the floor as well. And there's a common trend here with my players. Steph Curry, is a great three-point scorer. Chandler Parsons, great three-point shooter. And I do like the three ball. My fourth favorite player right now, LeBron James. LeBron James does it all. He's more than likely MVP every season, and for the next how many years? He's only 30, I believe, and he's got a couple more years left in him, if not multiple more years left in him. He's got, two NBA championships in the past 2 years. He has MVPs, and his contract's up soon, so he might not be a Heat for too long unless he re-signs, which, could happen. He could go back to Cleveland. He can go anywhere. He's LeBron James, and if your team has enough money and is intriguing to him to go play there, then you could possibly land LeBron James. It's going to be interesting to see where he goes, if he does go somewhere else. Like I said, Cleveland, or maybe there's a team out there that's saving up for him and hasn't really, put it out there that they're in the LeBron hunt. It's going to be fun to watch this season, to see where those big three land in Wade, LeBron, and Chris Bosh. It's going to be hard for Miami to sign all of them if they you know, maybe they have the money. Maybe they, the three guys take pay cuts again to play all together. But, you know, I would like to see LeBron leave. I like change. I would like LeBron to go back to Cleveland and be a star again. But if not, oh, well, he's, you know, he's fun to watch in Miami. So, you know, Miami's a powerhouse, and they should be as long as they have the best players in the world playing on their team. So coming in at number five, five's kind of a toss-up for me. I just like so many obscure players. But I'm going to give it to Rajon Rondo, the Boston Celtic. He hasn't played for quite some time, but he is such a pure point guard. When you say point guard, he would almost be one of your definitions as a point guard. His assists are fantastic. He puts up triple-doubles on a consistent basis almost with points and, you know, assists and, you know, either rebounds or whatever else. He's not a, you know, the greatest scoring point guard, but he puts up good scoring numbers for a point guard. He puts up great assists. The way he passes the ball, he's another exciting player to watch, and it's a shame that you don't want to say he's not wanted in Boston, because he's definitely wanted, but that's coming from a fan standpoint. Coaching standpoint, it seems like, you know, he's always looking to be traded. Not him in particular, but the coaching staff is always looking to trade him. You know, there's rumors of him being traded to the Knicks and, you know, a whole bunch of other places. But in my opinion, I would like to see him go elsewhere. I know Verge is going to kill me for that. But I don't know. The Celtics, you know, with them trading away Pierce and Garnett recently and, you know, gaining not really much in return, I would like to see him play on a team that, you know, had a better cast. But for the time, you know, he's a Celtic, and, you know, the Celtics are a good squad. As Verge wants to, you know, Verge wants to say they're going to win the championship this year. So, you know, good for Verge. I don't really have a favorite NBA team to win the championship, but if you know, the Celtics win the championship, then, you know, good for the Celtics. The Celtics have a very, very nice history with, you know, the players that have played there. Larry Bird, to name one, great shooter. And, you know, so the top five right now, maybe that was six if you're counting at home, it would be Chris Paul / Kyrie Irving, Chandler Parsons, Steph Curry, LeBron James, and Rajon Rondo. Those are the five that I, you know, five or six that I put together. And, yeah, so we're going to move on to the next topic.
I'm playing with Chris Paul. And okay, Ted, I have a beef with you. You know what this is all about, Ted.
Rondo sucks.
You suck! No!
That's not true.
Yes, it is. Rondo is the best point guard in the league today. Magic Johnson said it, and I believe him.
He has AIDS.
That is blasphemous.
Ted! Oh my god, you're
bad. The fact that you're going to be so disrespectful right now.
No way does Rondo rank number one.
Chris Paul have other than points? Other than points.
Assists for days.
You're bullshitting. Rondo.
No.
Rondo was a triple-double monster.
An intense sports fan.
That is no way he's the best point guard in the league, son.
He's the best pure point guard. He can deal out assists. He grabs the rebounds. He blocks. He friggin' steals the ball like a motherfucker. He is the best.
No.
All right, so your best argument is no. That's blasphemy.
It's Chris Paul, bro.
Blasphemy.
Okay, other than saying his name, what makes him the best?
The dude puts up like 30 a night.
Like I said, besides points, all right?
Then what does Rondo do?
15 points, 15 assists, 15 rebounds, 5 steals, 3 blocks. How's that? Is that not better than Chris Paul, quote unquote? I don't know. CP3.
I'm the best point guard in the state of Florida.
Shut up. Well, if your only competition is Mario Chalmers, of course you are. did Ted rage quit again? Is he gonna tweet out saying that he's all depressed again?
Oh my god, shots fired, man.
Alright, so due to Ted's quietness, I believe that I won. So, Kenny.
What's good?
What?
I did not lose. My stepdad came downstairs. But listen.
No, you can't. The argument's over. I won.
Rondo.
You left. You can't come back.
I didn't leave. I was still in the call.
Kenny, make a judgment call. Make a judgment call.
No, I'm not being that guy.
Kenny, make the judgment call.
I'm not being that guy. Ask Coho. He's in the chat. He'll be that guy. But I
didn't. No. There's no way I lost that.
I gotta talk to you people every day. He doesn't.
No. All right, Ted. Other than points, which I made that clear in the beginning when I'm saying this. Other than points, what can you say is better? And the only argument you could come at me with was points.
Then what's your argument with Rondo? Other than assists.
Other than assists? Other than rebounds? Other than steals? Huh. No. I don't know. Maybe he has a ring?
There's no
way. Ted, dude, let Ted fire back now. You can't just cheer and not let him fire back.
What you got?
All I'm saying is there's no way that you can put Rondo at the top spot when Chris Paul, on a nightly basis, Chris Paul puts out on a nightly basis the points, assists, and he's an all-around player. And he also gets his team to the playoffs.
Rondo did too! He tore his ACL, Ted!
Then he's also injury prone.
He has one injury! And he has a ring. Oh!
Yeah, that KG and Paul Pierce got him.
Yeah, at least he can make it to the finals. What has Chris Paul done? He friggin' has an all-star caliber team and then gets friggin' to the second round, at best. Rondo's made it to the Eastern Conference Finals 5 times. I don't know if that's a real fact. 4 times. All right? What has Chris Paul done? He hasn't made it to the Western Conference Finals once. He's not a leader. Rondo is a leader. And I don't see the point. All right?
No way.
All right. Say no way again.
Wait. What was that, Did you also know Chris Paul led the league in steals last season?
Big deal. Rondo was injured.
But you just said... You just said steals.
Because Rondo would have had it if he wasn't injured. What are you not getting here, Ted?
There's no way.
Are you retarded?
Rondo's not even on top of the list.
Because he wasn't... Ted, are you friggin' stupid? He was injured.
First.
He's not going to be on the friggin'...
Go to hear first, Verge hates retards.
Alright, so that's our basketball discussion. We're going to move into a kind of a different kind of talk, and that is Christmas. It is the holiday season. It's, you know, December 15th when this should be up. And, you know, so we got 10 days till the big day, Christmas. You know, you got to love the holidays, get to spend time with your family. You get to do a lot of fun things. You know, you get to play in the snow. You know, for those of you who play in the snow, you get to celebrate Christmas. For those who celebrate Christmas, New Year's is right around the corner. You know, you got the tree up with the lights and, you know, just a lot of holiday spirit, hot chocolate by the fire. You know, just a lot of fun things around the Christmas time. You know, and then there's one major thing, and that's getting gifts. You know, getting gifts isn't always, you know, the thing about Christmas. It's, you know, it should be about giving and not receiving. You know, I love giving gifts. I bought a whole bunch of gifts this year, spent a lot of money on my family. You know, with Christmas shopping and, you know, holiday gifts and Christmas gifts, and it's really awesome, man. I just really enjoy the holidays, and I enjoy giving gifts. You know, I also like getting gifts, but I like giving gifts, and it's awesome. And you know, I have a younger brother. He's 10. He believes in Santa, which is cool, which is okay. There's nothing wrong with that. And I bought him so many cool wrestling toys. I was like reliving my childhood through him, kind of. I bought him a Fandango wrestler, a Dean Ambrose wrestler, and he's going to go back with the he can have the whole Shield pack, and it's it's sweet. And I bought him this whole weapon set and a commentator table. And it's pretty cool. And I love giving gifts. And I love seeing his face when he's opening the gifts on Christmas morning. And there's not really a better feeling than watching him open gifts. And if you have kids out there, I'm sure you know exactly what I mean, where you just see the joy of Christmas on their face, and that almost makes the purchases worthwhile, and that just makes the holidays. Some things that I'll go along the lines of best Christmas gifts. I've had a lot of good Christmas gifts in the past. When I was little, I used to love getting, big gifts. You'd see the big gift, the one that was tall and wide, and you were just like, oh, you had to save that for last. Sometimes I got wrestling ring, sometimes I got basketball hoop. One year I think I got a swimming pool. One year I got this sweet chair that I thought was just so badass. You plugged it into your TV and like the speakers were like in the chair, so you got like you were sitting in the like you were like in the crowd, you heard this, it was like surround sound chair. It was awesome. And, this year, growing up, you don't really have much to ask for, DVDs, movies, gift cards. The thing I asked for this year was, actually, it's called the Beats Pill. It's like a wireless Bluetooth speaker for music, which is awesome. It looks good. It sounds good. It's nice and clean and crisp. And, it's expensive, and if I get that, then I probably won't get much more, which is okay, but I'll use that for a long time. When you're little, it's different. You see the big gifts, like I said, and you want to open it, and now you get little gifts, and it is what it is. It's just one of the things of growing up. Other gifts that I've gone for, you have the stockings, and I get little things in stockings, like things I need for school, and deodorants and toothpaste and toothbrushes and things like that. But that, that's what we've usually done from years past. And I just love giving gifts. Like I said, I bought a lot of gifts for my parents, a lot of gifts for my brothers, and I just love giving gifts on Christmas time. And I love seeing their looks on their faces when they open something that I bought, and I put a lot of time thinking into what to get them. But when I see that smile and I hear that thank you, it just makes the holidays worth so much more. Worth it. And so that's kind of what I think on the holidays. You can send me what you guys think on Christmas, what you guys like to get, what you guys like to give, some traditions that you guys have, because I have traditions. I go to my grandma's house for Christmas, eat dinner, open gifts, just spend time with the family. We go to my other grandma's in the on Christmas Eve, the morning of Christmas Eve. We'll go over, have lunch, open gifts. We'll go to my aunt's on Christmas Eve night. We'll all sit around the organ while my cousin plays Christmas songs, and we sing along and, eat cookies and just embrace one another and enjoy the time that, we have with one another. Because, you never know when those moments are going to end and you don't have the opportunity anymore to be with those loved ones. So, Christmas time, you got to be able to, when Christmas time comes, you got to be able to take advantage of the time you can. Because, you're only given so long, and you just never know what's going to happen, because, the world is a crazy place. The whole Christmas thing, it's a fun time. I love the holidays, and I just love Christmas, and it's got to be my favorite holiday. And then, enter a new year, and you get to watch the ball drop and party and have fun and drink and whatever, and it's great too. You get to watch the ball drop in New York and eat cookies and stuff, and it's just a great time. So yeah, that's the kind of my Christmas talk. We'll move on.
What's going on, guys? My name's Ultriel Verge, executive producer of All Ted Everything, executive produced by Ultriel Verge. I want to thank you again for listening this far into it, and I want to remind you that we are, in fact, on iTunes. Go check us out if you're not listening on iTunes right now. I just want to say what we learned. We learned that Rajon Rondo, greater than Chris Paul. We learned that Ted gives stupid Christmas gifts to his family. And we learned that Fandango. And you learned all of this on All Ted Everything, a Swag City Central production, executive produced by Ultra Heel Verge Swag. Thank you.
door.
Did you run out the cab?
No, this guy left me.
What?
This guy left me. He was like,
yo. I gotta go to the market. You see, yo, you guys called the bishop at the wrong time, man.
No, keep it going.
No, this interview was at 10 o'clock, not now.